He did me that way. He showed me what was, he gave me knowledge for what I was about to enter into. He would give me a season of learning. He would come to me and teach me and prepare me. That's how I got to this point, following him. Then he would show me where to go. I didn't know where I was going to go until God showed me. He would give me the church, and he'd give me a word at home. I'd write it down in neat as I possibly could, and then I'll deliver it to the pastor, and it'll be addressed to the pastor, and he'll be preaching part of it. Some of the wording was the same as his message. Now, how can that happen unless I was following the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit gave him the message, and the Holy Spirit gave me the word for him to be a witness to him. And he kept his paper. He had this forever, you know. And it was a reference. It was a visitation. Even though I was just an instrument. I was God's inkjet printer. I just wrote what he gave and delivered the message. Because if we follow God, if anybody follow God continually, God will give them the best leading and guidance there is. And everything's well evaluated. See, when God evaluates something, he thinks of everything. And he prepares you for what's ahead. And men can't do that of themselves. Even anointed men can't do that. But when God gives it to them, they know what to do. They have a heading. And then it's up to you not to let people talk you out of it. And the longer you procrastinate, the easier it is for other people to talk you out of it and your own mind to talk you out of it. Now you're in disobedience and it's not going to work. Then you're going to pray. Okay, when God was with you, you wouldn't go. You wouldn't listen to him. You had better ideas. Now that God's fired you, well, I'm going to try it. It's too late. You wouldn't fight the giants when God was with you. How are you going to fight them without him? Ministry is warfare. Never forget that. It takes the anointing and it takes... But you cannot be a warrior in disobedience. You got to be submitted to God or your authority is no good. You have authority in Christ, but it don't work in disobedience. If you're in sin, it's not going to work. But if you won't go, the enemy already won. If you won't go where God's guiding you to, he don't have to destroy that ministry. You destroyed it. If I don't do what God say, then the enemy won't. But as I do, when I proceed in faith, in activated faith, there's nothing the enemy can do but watch. And I'll shut him down and he'll run from me as in terror. Because I'm in obedience. You can't have victory without it. And you have to have the love of God. You have to have sincerity. You have to submit your life to God and mean it. You have to have sincerity. And you have to have obedience. Or you will not win. Even though you know the scriptures. And you can't go by what you see, because the enemy will masquerade defeat for you. And you will think you got him. But he right there hindering you another way. He's slick. He's an oily politician. Where do you think our Congress learned this foolishness from? But it's going to play itself out. See, Satan is depicted as an Ouroboros, a serpent that's eating its tail. If you throw a brick at a man and hit him in the head, one day somebody's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Whatever you sow, you reap. Satan is causing all this destruction all throughout the universe. He picked a fight with God. And everything that follow him, every man, every angel, everything that follow him, become like him. An Ouroboros, a serpent that's eating his own tail. The destruction you do against others is coming back to your home. You're going to see it. They set out and do destructive things, and then it comes back and knock on their door. You know, they're eating their own tail. Satan is an Ouroboros, and everybody that follow him is an Ouroboros. And if he gets you to shut down and not follow God, then you're not an Ouroboros, but you're just not going forward. You're not proceeding. You're deactivated. But I thank God that he can give us something inferior to do. At least you can do something. You didn't do your best. You didn't do what you was born to do and trained to do. But you can do something else. And you can support people that will obey him. But if God's not going to go to battle with you, why are you going to battle? And if he selected the battle that you're going to win bigger in, why are you selecting a battle that you're going to lose in and not win as much? It's important to follow him. There are so many losses because people didn't follow God. Disobedience is the first cause of poverty. We're not strong when we're disobedient. It's not okay. And some people have made it okay, but it's not. It never was. And people do what they see others do. But if you're looking at Jesus and do what he's doing, you'll be just like him. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And he is the one that Paul said, look to. He didn't say, look to me. He didn't say, look to Peter. He didn't say, look to pastors. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. That's biblical. How can it not be? You can't make a doctrine. If you look to your doctrine, you're going to go so far and stop. Even if it's biblical. Because the Holy Spirit will prepare you for personal people and show you how to deal with them. He'll show you how to understand their culture. The Word of God just tell you to love them. But Jesus will give you the Holy Spirit will guide you and give you details, and then when the Holy Spirit speaks, you'll cooperate. You'll be appropriate for the day, and they'll hear you, and it'll work. And it'll be something that people will see. It's greater light, and they're going to come and ask you, how did you do this? And you're going to say, just like Rob Parster did, how did you build this ministry? Why is it so successful? He said, I don't know. You chase God and it happens. Now, he didn't know. He told the truth. But God told me, he taught me the details. I'm sitting out there, and you know, pastors will fly off from all over town to ask him how he grew his ministry like he did. He said, I don't know. You chase God and it happens. He didn't shut down what God was giving him. He acted on it. He believed in what he was doing. And he got to the point that he did. As long as you do that, it's going to work for anybody. You don't have to be right partially. You just have to be obedient. I don't know another way. And there is no other way. Oh, I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.